Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So another year has come and gone, and a lot of us are in the same fucking place we were last year. What the fuck are you waiting on? We sleep one third of our fucking lives, and we think we can take fucking days off. We think we have the right to sit back and give ourselves fucking options on which way we're gonna go in life. Am I gonna run today? Am I gonna work out today? Well, it's Christmas. It's New Year's. It's my birthday. Do you think time gives a fuck that it's Christmas, that it's New Year's, that it's your birthday? You give yourself too many fucking options. Let me tell you one thing. Time is running out. You keep on sitting around wondering what the fuck you want to do. You're just going to run out of time. So make sure you do one thing. Stop following the fucking crowd. They may take time off, but you can't afford to. Stay hard.
I want you to be horrified. I want you to be terrified of sitting on your ass and doing nothing. That is what I want you to be afraid of. Of waking up in 6 days or 6 weeks or 6 years or 60 years and being no closer to your goal. You've made no progress. So, get up and go. Take the risk, take the gamble, take the first step, take action. And don't let another day slip by.
I have given every single thing, every ounce of my life to this craft, to perfecting my craft, and I continue to do so. And in the process, I have lost my mind to regular society, to people who wake up at 9 a.m., who clock out at 5 p.m., they would look at me and say, I've lost my mind. But me, I have found it.
That's what it takes. To do anything successfully in life, you've got to want it as bad as you want to breathe. And if you want it that bad, if you're willing to give it that much, you get a big piece of what you want. The only difference between me and you is I wanted it more. I wanted it more.
A lot of people can give up. It's easy to give up.
Hell yeah.
It's the easiest thing in the world to do. I'm done. I ain't going. I ain't going to keep going. I don't feel like going to work. I'm done.
Yeah, man.
It's easy. It's very easy. But what's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm going to do the same thing again today, but I'm going to try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world. To get up every day and give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. That's a real grind.
Man, I like the picture of God looking down and saying, yeah, but that boy just won't quit. He just, watch him. He'll get back up and he'll get up swinging and he'll try again. He just don't quit. Don't quit. Get off your butt. Get out of those stands. Get in the arena. Get dirty. Get sweaty. Get bloody. Get knocked down. Get back up. Get knocked down again. Get back up. And when people point at you and laugh at your failure, say, yeah, I'm in the arena with a sword in my hand. And you're sitting up there in the stands with a biscuit in yours. Who's more proud?
You are sitting in this room and you have extraordinary aspirations, then you're going to have to do extra. You put extra on top of ordinary and you come up with extraordinary. It's no other way.
And a lot of times you have to learn to perform without motivation. You have to learn to perform without purpose. You have to learn to perform a lot of different things And that's what people think. They think I need to have this motivation to work out, to study, to be better. So if they don't have it, they just don't fucking do it. And that's where you fail. You have to learn to train your mind well beyond motivation. If you have motivation, that's great. That's some kindling to the fire. All it takes is a little bit of fucking spark and you can burn a whole forest up. But motivation, you have to learn to exist without it. You have to learn to be, you have to be your best self when you're least motivated. And that's the tricky part about all that shit. Motivation is just a word. You have to have these different things in your mind on where you want to go and know that motivation is not going to get you there.
Every day you wake up in the morning and that's it. What am I going to make? What's my choice going to be today? Do I make my life worthwhile or do I just mess it up? Do I take drugs? Do I drink? Do I cheat on my wife? Or do you wake up in the morning with discipline saying, hey, I got to do the right thing. I got to work. But we choose our joys and sorrows way before they happen. It's really up to you, the life you want to have. If you want a good life, then make good choices. If you want to walk the tightrope and, have an unhappy life, then make bad choices.
Don't take today off. Not today. Wait until tomorrow. Don't give in to the immediate gratification that is whispering in your ear. Shut that down. Do not listen to that little voice. Instead, go through the motions. Lift the weights. Sprint the hill. Work on the project. Get out of bed.
A lot of people sit back and they dream about being a sports figure, or dream about being a SEAL, or dream about being an astronaut. And all it is a motherfucking dream. They don't put the work behind the dream. That dream has become their fucking master. When you become the master of your fucking dream is when you say, I want to go be a Navy SEAL. And you say, okay, I'm going to lose 106 pounds in less than 3 fucking months. The dream was the one thing I thought about. And the dream was now gone. Now, what comes in, the dream goes away, and the fucking laundry list of fucking details and tasks come up. Gotta do this, gotta do this, gotta do this, gotta do this. That's when you become the master of your dream.
That's the point. You chase something that you believe you deserve until you get it. And it doesn't matter what happens to you. Doesn't matter how many times you get fired. Doesn't matter how many people don't believe in you. You just go until you get it. That's the point. Are you tired yet? But some of you need to get tired. You need to be tired of what's going on in your life. Get tired of your habits. Get tired of your results. Get tired of the actions that you're putting in every day. You gotta change, man, or nothing changes.
I'm 33 and I've dedicated my full life to this. I had no youth life. I had no teenage life. I had no young adult life, because guess what? While all my friends and people who I knew were out drinking and partying and enjoying life, what was I doing running fucking 10 miles down the road in the fucking rain? Or killing myself in a boxing gym? And then people say to me, you know what, you're lucky. You're a lucky man, you are. I'm lucky because I fucking worked all the hours that God gave me. I'm lucky because I pushed it further than everybody else would dare to do. I'm lucky because I fucking trained so hard that I can't be beaten. That's a lucky man. I don't think so.
If you ever see me in a Rolls Royce, a 6 or 7 star hotel, living my life to the fullest, don't get jealous of me, because I work my ass off to get it. Nobody handed me nothing. If you want it, go get it.
You need to put yourself in uncomfortable situations and uncomfortable scenarios, okay? If you do easy things, you will have a hard life. If you do hard things, you will have an easy life. What I'm saying is, the more you stay uncomfortable as a man, the more success you will have. A lot of you motherfuckers don't have nothing to lose. You have to give yourself things to lose. You have to put yourself in uncomfortable scenarios. Yo, I have to do this. If I don't do this, yo, I'm gonna die. Simple as that. Tell yourself that, yo, if I don't get up and work out consistently, if I don't do the things I need to do for my business, if I don't do this, yo, it's either I do this or I die. Simple as that. Now, you probably thinking, Von, yo, calm down, bro. That's an extreme way to look at life. Like, why are you looking at life so extreme like that? If you want to get extreme results, then you got to look at life extreme like that.
If you think the price of winning is too high, wait till you get the bill from regret. And that bill from regret is generational. And there's a lot of people listening to this that bill has been passed on from generation to generation, and you are holding that bill right now. And somebody in some one of your generations has to pay that bill off.
If I'm running on a treadmill and I get to mile 9 and I get complete cramp in one of my legs, and I know I've told myself I'm going to run 10 kilometers today, He goes, I will have to limp the last mile, even if no one's watching, because I can't let the demons in. And if I let the demons in, they'll show up in the 11th round of a championship fight when there's 50,000 people watching me in the audience. And I know deep in my self story that I'm the type of person that quits when things get hard because I got off that treadmill at mile 9 when no one was watching. It would modify my self story. The commitments we keep to ourselves and what we do when no one's watching is the most persuasive evidence that governs everything we then do every day thereafter. And this is, for me, was a huge revelation in my life because, you know, you can look at certain people in your lives that are struggling in certain situations, and oftentimes it's a result of continually unkept commitments to themselves.
If you're with yourself and yourself is always beating you up, you're not going to want to be with yourself. If I'm sitting out here by myself in the evening by a fire, cup of coffee and a cigar, and I'm constantly beating myself up over my failures in the past, I'm not someone that I want to be alone with.
I had two options: to either be that 300-pound guy who's prayed for cockroaches and made $1,000 a month, and at 24 years old, knowing when I'm 50 fucking years old, I can reflect on this and think about what guy I never became, or I can totally just sack it up and fail and fail and fail until I succeed.
Those days when I'm tired or worn out or just basically sick of the grind, what do I do on those days? I go anyways. I get it done, even if I'm just going through the motions. I go through the motions. I don't really want to work out. I work out. I really don't want to hammer on a project. I hammer on the project. Don't really want to get up and get out of bed. Yeah. I get up and get out of bed.
More work is always going to result in better results in everything we do in life. The more you put into something, the more you're going to get out. There's this mentality that you can overdo it. You need to not do so much. Don't do so much. You're doing too much. Bullshit. Bullshit. That's a weak mentality, and those are excuses that lazy fucking people make and lazy fucking people follow.
We all like to take this four-lane highway, the easy highway. It has fucking signs, it has restaurants. We all love that four-lane highway. We always step over the shovel. And all I did was I picked up that fucking shovel, and that shovel, I made my own path. And you may have big boulders and shit. They may be getting 200 miles up the road faster than you. But going through this path of life, this journey over here that you make yourself, that's incredibly difficult. What comes out the other end of that motherfucker is some glorious shit that you can't even explain to people. And we're afraid. Bottom line is, most of us, even the people who have all these theories and shit, it's easier to accept the fact that I'm just not good enough. I wasn't made to do that. And yeah, some of us can't be LeBron fucking James. But I'll tell you right now, man, we can do a lot of shit when it comes to this pure arm guts and willpower and getting through shit. We have a lot more with a lot more than we think we have.
And we know it's hard. It's not going to be a picnic. Yes, it's hard. It's hard. And
we will do it hard. And once we do it hard and we go through it, we realize it was worth it.
We go through stuff. You know what? Whenever I face anything that's challenging, whenever anything sucks, I like it. It's gonna make me tougher. It's gonna give me a good story to tell. It's gonna toughen my mind.
You know, I'm not a theorist, people. There's a bunch of people who are theorists who go to the library, study the mind. They study it in a book. I study it by being a practitioner. I put my mind in hell, and I realized how it was thinking. And I figured out tools and tactics on how to get through it by being in it, not by studying it, by being in it. And literally, that's how I started callousing over. You know how? So I did, what? I did 67,000 pull-ups in 9 months, and it calloused my hands. It calloused my hands real good to protect my hands against the bar. I started learning how to callous my mind, to callous over my victim's mentality.
You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that. That's why I don't know about nothing else. I do not pay attention to nothing else. There was games of football on yesterday, there was rugby, there was this, there was that. And like normal society is like, let's talk about this, and let's engage in this. And I just don't, I can't do it. I just don't, people are talking to me and in my head I'm counting something. I'm counting up a number, or I'm knee deep in a sequence on the mat or on the feet. That's my life, sequences and numbers, nothing else. I cannot pay attention to nothing else.
Is it a beautiful obsession? Can I call it that? Is it a beautiful obsession?
It's a beautiful life. Make no mistake about it, it's a beautiful life. I live good now. I live damn, damn good.
Look, I'd love to sugarcoat this thing for you. I'd love to tell you, look, you can go out here and get rich, do a couple of things, that ain't happening. You got to get real doggish. You got to get downright funky if you want to make it. Now, like I was telling you before, if you want to be ordinary, you ain't even got to listen to me. Just go on about your business.
Hard work brings great rewards. This is a reminder of the hard work and dedication that I put into everything that I've done. I'm not content because I know where I came from and I don't ever want to go back.
Always know that you're only to blame yourself because you made that decision. And whatever you do in life, never regret it. Never if, buts, shoulda, woulda, coulda. Give everything while you can, when you can, and leave nothing to behind.
You know, I felt like I didn't feel good about myself if I wasn't doing everything I could to be the best version of myself. If I felt like I left anything on the table, it would eat away at me. I wouldn't be able to look myself in the mirror. Right? So the reason why I can retire now and be completely comfortable about it because I know that I've done everything I could to be the best basketball player I could be. And so that's where it comes from for me. You can't leave any stone unturned.
To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did. It says, imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential. The ghost of the ideas you never acted on, the ghost of the talents you didn't use, and they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, and upset. They say, we came to you because you could have brought us to life, they say. And now we have to go to the grave together. So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes?
If you give up on your dreams, if you give up on your dreams, what do you have left? Nothing. I can't live that way, that I will give it everything I got. I'm ready to die for what I had to succeed. I have to give it everything I got. That way I'm a winner no matter what.
Because the only easy day was yesterday. It's gone. Tomorrow, we don't have any idea if it's going to show up. You got one day down here, man. You wake up, you give it everything you got. Everything you got. Everything you're going to need for your day is probably around you. The further you go away from it, the further you're going away from your day. And don't try to carry one of them suckers. They're too heavy. Let the day carry you. And whatever you run into, man, run into it and give it all you got.
No one's going to clap for you in the beginning, nor should they. No one's going to believe in you in the beginning, nor should they. Now, you might have some friends that are going to support you, and they're going to say, yeah, Andy, fuck yeah, go do it. But even those people are going to be rare. So be okay with that. Stop trying to convince everybody. You're never going to get them to get it. They're never going to understand why you're doing what you do. They're never going to understand what makes you tick. They're never gonna fucking get it. Ever. So stop wasting your time and start putting that time into taking productive actions towards where you want to be. Because if you really want motherfuckers to believe in you, go out and build something great. That's what's going to make them believe in you.
And how you get to that point in life, what I figured out, it's so noisy right now. This world is so noisy. We all walk around with these phones, computers. The world is so fast. We're not able to think. The most powerful weapon in the world, we walk around with it. It's our mind. It's our brain. You have to be able to go into a very dark place in your mind and figure who you are. Go back to what you want to do. What's your purpose? We can't figure our purpose out or why we're here or why we've been born or whatever because it's so loud in our mind. We don't have any quiet time with ourselves to sit back and say, what do I really want? There's so many different dialogues in our head that we can't think. So my biggest thing is you have to be alone in a very dark place in your mind to think about what is important to you.
Your biggest enemy is you. My whole book is about you battling yourself. People don't understand it's you against you. The only person that gets in your way is you. Nobody else. It's you.
It doesn't matter where you are in life. It really doesn't. Because the great thing about life is it's always your next move. Your next move that counts. No matter where you are, you could be, look, I was dead broke. My electric bill was being shut off. And there were obviously there were people even like worse off than I was. It doesn't matter. You could change your life if you want to. It's always your next decision. So it's up to you.
Being able to know that your life is jacked up, that we all come from a past that made, you know, maybe bad or good, and to own it, not to be ashamed of it. Looking in that mirror every day, you can't lie to yourself, man. That dirty bathroom mirror that with all that daggone toothpaste gum and whatever on it, it's telling you the truth. It's saying, hey, man, you are a jacked up cat. And a lot of us have this voice in our head. We all know that voice in our head that tells us the truth every single day that we try to run away from, that says we're scared of this, let's go this way. It started gnawing at me so horribly bad that it wouldn't allow me to live anymore without facing me. I had to go back in the dungeon. So when I tell my story, I tell it on a very surface level. I had to go down in the dungeon, the sewer where my mind used to be at, and talk to that guy. Because I wanted to live my life in a way that when I died, I was proud of myself. I knew what pride felt like. And if it took pushing myself to death, I was willing to do that. But I wanted to look in that mirror, not impress anybody, not money, not fame, not nothing. I wanted to impress the guy in the daggone mirror. And I worked endlessly and tirelessly to do that. And it happened.
But if you want something bad enough, if you want something bad enough, you can't let anybody tell you you can't do something. I'll repeat that. If you want something bad enough, you can't let anybody tell you you can't do something, not even yourself. Find your impossible. What is it you think is impossible? You could never quite grasp. That's what you have to go after. If you don't have a dream, man, you're dead.
Embrace the process. You say, Dwayne, what process? Life. Life. Embrace the journey and the process of life. You only get stronger hiking by going uphill. Nobody gets stronger hiking by just going downhill.
That the journey is truly the reward. I may not be who I want to be today, but I know I can be better tomorrow working towards who that person is to me.
You know, making progress over time, right? The guy who likes walking is going to walk further than the guy who likes the destination. You understand? And that's, it's easy to say. You know, it's easy to say this motivational shit or whatever. It's harder to put it into practice.
I was thinking, like, why the hell did God put me here? What am I doing here? If you have that mentality, you could be nothing. You have to believe that you are here for a reason. That there's some reason. Me getting beat up, me getting tortured, me being bullied, me being born with no foundation,
Me having to figure all this shit out on my own, figuring out this indestructible mental toolbox, had to be for a reason. And my reason, I believe now, I know for a fact, was to unlock the code of human potential. And for me to share that with people.
If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable if you ever want to be successful.
You still got work to do. Stay on that basketball court. Stay on that football field. Fuck all the homies texting and calling and trying to make you feel bad about being so focused. It's grind season, homie. It's not about today. It's about the future. You do the work now. Do the work now. And all of the shit that you could ever want to do for your family, your kids, your loved ones, it's all going to be on a whole nother stratosphere. Stop running around here trying to live up to the hype, homie. You on the bus stop with the new iPhone 6. That shit don't make no sense. I'm just keeping it real, man. I'm tired of the games. Y'all out here trying to slip everybody Mickeys, taking pictures on Instagram of your money. You ain't got it. You ain't got it. Stop fronting. And I'm not coming at y'all on any other level but keeping it real. The life that I live, I deserve this life because I worked my ass off to get it. Y'all out here running around creating this smoke on the brink of destruction. And it's all self-inflicted. You did it to yourself. Trying to live up to the hype and create the smoke that you're doing. You ain't doing it.
But the few that I did respect are the people who were uncommon amongst uncommon people. And what that means is those people who weren't afraid to stand alone. Those people who have morals, values, who did not go with. If all you guys are going left, it's that one person who say, you know what, left's not the right way. I'm gonna go right. Who didn't follow the crowd. That person who's not afraid of doing what they believe is right in their heart and not following someone else because someone else said, let's go this way. And they agree with everybody. I don't like yes men or yes women. If you're right, you're right. We're gonna follow you. But I like people who stand for something, they believe in something, and this is the way I'm gonna go whether you like me or not. And that's what it's about.
You were born special. You were born with a gift. You were born with being able to bring your own unique abilities and gift to this world. And you have so much more to offer. So guys, I just encourage you to find it, trust and believe in yourself, and never quit and never give up. And at the end of the day, know that there's something greater. God has a greater purpose for your life.
You can't stop. You can't quit. You can't say, I'm a failure. You're not a failure. You're not. You're a wonderful, strong, intelligent youngster. Take advantage of that. Trust in God. Trust in yourself. And step forward. Put one foot in front of another.
Every person has the ability to put one foot in front of the other.
One step at a time.
Right? So like if you're saying, okay, I'm going to climb Mount Everest. And you're at the bottom of the mountain and you look up and you're going, I'm not going to climb Mount Everest. Right? But if you break it down into sections, and just one foot in front of the other, one step at a time, next thing you know, you're at the top of the mountain.
Your best work has to come when you're least motivated. Where does that come from? It comes from basically, I had to stop thinking normal. I had to stop thinking normal. I can no longer be a common man walking around doing common things. But no one taught me this stuff. It wasn't like I had, you know, I paid a trainer to come train me. Jenny Craig didn't come down and miracle my ass. None of this happened. It was on me. And that's what you have to realize. Everything you do, you may have some support, you may not, but it's on you. You have to make the decision whether you want to be a badass or whether you just want to be mediocre and everything's okay. But being a badass hurts real bad.
I'm not the best at anything. I'm not gifted. I'm just driven. And it's all about trying to share that message with people. to get through where I'm at now, there's nothing but pride I have for myself that I can't really show people. Because I have this face that they see, like, are you happy? What's wrong with you? I'm driven. I'm obsessed.
You're up 2-0. What's the story? Are you not happy, or you're only half happy, or?
Still to be happy about.
You're up 2-0.
Job's not finished. Job finished? I don't think so.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.